I just want to comment briefly on the last great day. Here we are on the last great day, and the time has flown through the feast as it always does. I just want to say a few words about this richly significant and meaningful day. I think Dave Haver covered a lot of it in his short sermon there. Some churches, some Church of God groups, and some brethren now refer to this day as the eighth day. I don't have a problem with that. Some brethren feel that the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles is actually the one, or was actually the one, that Jesus was talking about in... just turn the mic down a bit there. In John chapter 7 and verse 37, you don't have to turn there. I don't wish to argue the point, but personally I'm not convinced about that, and for more than one reason. I don't want to get into all of the reasons. There are scriptural reasons that would take at least a sermonette to go through, but mainly because Jesus, through the apostle John, refers to this day as that great day of the feast, that great day of the feast. And I'm not sure how the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles is any greater than the preceding 6 days of the Feast of Tabernacles. They're all wonderful days. All 7 days are wonderful, and they're all true highlights in the church's year, in the sacred year. And of course, so will the antitypes be in the millennium. But again, I'm not sure that the final 143 years of the millennium, as pictured by the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles, will be any greater than the preceding 857 years. But I am certain, I am absolutely positive, because God's word says so, that the time and the events pictured by the last great day definitely will be truly great, truly great. And without doubt, even greater than the time and the events pictured by the 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles. And I'll just run quickly through, you don't have to turn to any scriptures or anything, but a brief overview of those events. Satan and his demons will be gone forever. I don't believe that Satan and his demons are going to have any part in the last great day, the fulfillment of the last great day. The resurrection of the what we call the rest of the dead, and that's going to include many of your loved ones and many of my loved ones. And that is such a great thing to be going to look for, you know, to looking forward to. That is great. And then there's that period of the Great White Throne judgment period. And the word great is in there. The Greek word is megas, in which all of the people who've never had an opportunity to know God and to know God's way of life will have that opportunity. And that is great. The pouring out of God's Holy Spirit on all flesh, if you think about it, is not really going to be fulfilled in the feast, the fulfillment of the Feast of Tabernacles, but during the fulfillment of the last great day. And then, as Dave got into there, the end of all sorrow, all crying, all tears, all pain and death. But then, the new heaven, God the Father, it's not just Jesus Christ, but God the Father is going to bring a new heaven and a new earth, and the holy city, the new Jerusalem, along with his real tabernacle and temple, which is going to be him and Jesus Christ. And then the very greatest of great events, and I'll just read it, he's already read it there, Revelation chapter 21 and verse 3, and I heard a great, again, megas, Greek megas, a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. Not just Jesus Christ, but God the Father will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself, God the Father, shall be with them and be their God. That is the greatest of great events. Wonderful eternity beyond that of which we can only dream, and how truly great that will be. But again, these events are the greatest ones. These are the ultimate ones. These are the truly great ones. And again, they cannot be logically be symbolized by the nice but comparatively mediocre seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles. They can only be symbolized by this day, this eighth day, this last great day.